Yesterday, the House Ethics Committee voted to reauthorize a subcommittee of three Democrats and three Republicans to investigate New York Democrat Charles Rangel. The committee is looking at Rangel's failure to pay taxes on rental income from a house he owns in the Dominican Republic and his use of four rent-stabilized apartments in New York City. They're also looking at letters he wrote on congressional stationery looking to find donors for a center named after him at City College of New York. Tampa area Congresswoman Kathy Castor was recently named by Speaker Nancy Pelosi to serve as one of the five Democrats on the Maine House Ethics Committee. There are also five Republicans there as well. A recent newspaper article reflected how party pressures can make it difficult for Castor to be fair and impartial, but she insists she can do the job.
The greatest benefit is to uphold the high ethical standards that people should expect in their elected leaders, and Congress has certainly taken a hit over the past few years. So I look forward to working with my Republican colleagues, and I think our charge is to follow the rules, and there shouldn't be behind closed doors a lot of partisan debate. What I'm having a little bit of trouble with is I'm used to the state of Florida. We have sunshine laws, government in the sunshine, open meetings, and the frustrating part here is under the rules you cannot even announce when you're having a meeting and if you've had a meeting. And I think that probably works to the detriment of the Congress, because I think the more open the process is, the better.